Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bills GM Brandon Bean was a guest on the Jerry and Joe show.
Jerry and Joe.
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 You're listening to
Jerry and Joe on WGRN Buffalo.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. Happy Friday. I was just given a little homework assignment. A listener sent something to me, and we've got to track it down. Because you need to tell you what it is. You know, sometimes you walk in and you're got something in the DMs or something in the email, and I'm going to go ahead and send you this video, Josh, and you tell me if it's true. A listener sent me a message and said that on Wednesday, Colin Cowherd predicted that if the Bills don't win the Super Bowl, they'll hire Nick Saban. I want to go ahead and, if that is something that has been said out loud by a person, I want to get that. So, is that true that he said that? I don't know yet. We're going to try and find that. Is that true in reality? No, that is not going to be happening. There's no. Let's play the game. I don't know. What's more? No, that won't be happening. Good morning. How about that? It's like smelling salts in the morning. Friday, 6 a.m. Cowherd says that Saban's going to go to the Bills. What? Huh? No, he's not. Anyway, good morning. Jeremy and Joe, no Joe today. Just me for a little bit. We've got some guests along the way. Brian Koziel checks in at 6:30 for the latest on the Open Championship. Jeff Metis at 7:45, also of Tee to Green. Tell us a little bit about the Duster Challenge, which is coming up later today. Great event here in Western New York to benefit PJ Hope. So we've got that coming up at 7:45. And at 8 o'clock, Chris Trapasso joins me from 8 to 10. So, you know, Chris, formerly of CBS Sports, no longer with CBS Sports. You hear him on One Bills Live all the time. He's making the trip here in studio to join us and hang out from 8 to 10. Talk a little football, talk a little, you know, whatever comes up. It's the Friday before the start of training camp. The Open Championship is on, so it's, you know, it's a golfer's dream to be up early watching golf. This is great. I mean, I do enjoy getting up early to watch this. I see Bulldog's already up this morning tweeting about being up at 5 a.m. watching golf. You know.
Bulldog yesterday had a day watching the golf.
Just what, from 10 hours, home, 12 hours?
I got home from doing the show. It's whatever, 11:15, 11:30. He's sitting there watching the golf. he's got coffee, or maybe honestly might have been a beer at the time already.
All right,
he's on vacation.
Hey, it's noon over there,
exactly,
or it's 2 p.m. over there.
So I leave my house right after I get home. I stop home quick. I do something. I leave for like 2.5-3 hours. Come back. He is glued in the exact same spot.
Still there.
I leave again right after that. for another 2 hours. I come back. He is glued in the exact same spot. And I'm like, dude, you've just been grinding out here all day.
It's a lot of golf.
And he's like, I sat down at about 7 o'clock. I turned this on. It said 5.5 hours left. I said, all right, here I am.
There you go.
And I think he sat there all day yesterday and watched every hole.
I think this is one of the nicer. The Open Championship is not always visually appealing. I think this one's better.
It looks good.
I think it looks better, personally. So maybe that helps. Rory's on the course today. From what I understand about the Open Championship and the conditions right now, there's two groups. So he was up all day. He must have watched both groups. There's the morning group and the afternoon group. And the afternoon were the better scoring conditions yesterday, and right now are the premium scoring conditions. So sometimes kind of built into a golf event, for those of you that don't love golf or watch golf, maybe you don't care about this, or maybe you find this a little bit interesting. It's I don't want to make a comparison. I'll just say what it is instead of saying it's like home field advantage. Sometimes the draw you get on the weather can make a two-stroke difference or a one-stroke difference, whereas the field that went morning, afternoon shot two more strokes higher than the field that went afternoon, morning. So anyway, the guys out there right now are apparently in very good scoring conditions, and scores are starting to come down.
Yeah, I think Fleetwood's birdied the first three or four to start.
I've got my Scheffler action because I think he's going to win, and then I've got my Bobby McIntyre because, you know, I like the number a little bit more. Meanwhile, Zudenholt is out there, tied for the lead. Harris English. We've got like 7-8 guys at -4.
Yeah, it's a big log jam at -4 right now.
We're starting to get a lot of guys in this tournament, so we'll enjoy it. Brian Harman putting for birdie and a share of the lead if it goes in, and it did not. It lipped out, so he missed. All right, yeah. We've got Koziel to talk about at 6:30. The only thing I would say about the Open, this is the part I don't like, is when we get to the final round, it's over by what, 1 p.m.?
Right.
Which can have its benefits. I spent a lot of time, well, not a lot of time, but some time yesterday complaining about the Sabre schedule not having enough afternoon action. And here's golf's version of that by being done earlier. So it's got its benefits. Justin Rose out there. Yeah, all right. We got the leaderboard's growing, a little graphic. It's sometimes only three names, four names, five names. That thing is ballooned up to about 8 or 9 names on it. So, all right. Get Scotty on this course. Let him go to work. Meanwhile, one guy that's not doing well, and man, it is as predictable as the weather. Bryson DeChambeau is +6 last time I saw him hitting a ball.
I said it yesterday. Yeah, he's going to miss the cut.
He does not do well at these Lynx golf events, and he is not doing well. So living up to the billing, Bryson DeChambeau. So Brian at 6:30. On the football side of things, there are a bunch of little news notes, and I've decided that from now on, we should every story that's like, oh, what's going to happen with this about football in July, we should just dismiss. TJ Watt, signed, done. All right, what's next? McLaurin tomorrow. All the second-round picks, they're getting just bam, 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 whack-a-mole. TJ Sanders, in, signed. Great, okay. And we got some more guaranteed money for second-round picks and these little fights over $1 million in 4 years. Like, they're all over. They're all kind of lining up and signing their contracts. So, looks like all these teams that we wondered about their second-round picks, like, oh, that's all going to be fine. That's fine. TJ Watt's fine. McLaurin, we'll see. Trey Hendrickson, we'll see. Shamar Stewart with the Bengals. The Bengals have to be treated as a different kind of organization because, you know, they try to, I don't know, shortchange their players every time they can. So, it's tough to buck that reputation when you keep doing it. So anyway, that's the news and notes. The NFLPA is going to be looking for a new director, executive director, because Lloyd Howell has stepped down. That's a complicated story about his role with a private equity firm and also allegations of misconduct at a previous job. The Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast had done a deep dive on the NFLPA, and he's stepped down. So, all right. Now the NFLPA needs a new executive director. If you follow the labor side of the football world, that's something that's happening this morning as well. So there's plenty of stuff to get to, and I've got a couple of Bills topics to get to. The one thing I was going to open with on a, you know, it's a Friday, it's a weekend. I wanted to bring you a conversation I had right at the end of the show yesterday with Zach and Derek. Zach and Derek walk in, and this kind of struck me as, well, it's a Friday in summer, and it's a, I think, a topic a lot of people can kind of relate with. So they're talking about their upcoming season of travel and trying to get to a football game to go see, you know, whether it's a Bills road trip or a Sabres road trip. We have both those schedules now. You can marry those together. And Zach and Derek are coming and talking about the Bills bye week and who lines up where and Syracuse's schedule and talking about going to a football game. And I don't know which one of the two of them, but it might have been Derek or Zach, whichever. Never been to a big time football game. And they're talking about going to Syracuse. And I said, as the Syracuse grad, go somewhere else. Like, all due respect, like, you can, it's an easy trip. The Carry Dome is an easy trip. There are lots of easy trips, though. And if you want a really, truly big college football atmosphere, it's something that I wish I'd been doing every year the last 10 years, because I've not been to the Big House in Michigan. It's right there, right? You could just drive 4 hours, maybe cutting through Canada's gotten more difficult over the years, maybe not. I've done that before for other Michigan trips, but the idea that there are a lot of day trips, there are a lot of fun little trips where you can get real, real good bang for the buck on what you can get. I've been to an Ohio State game. That's 5 hours. Penn State's 4 hours. You know, if you want to throw Syracuse in that bucket, which I did not do, but, you know, they're on the way back. You know, they're building it. That's 2 hours. You know, a lot of bang for the buck trips from here that are not that bad. And I was trying to think of if you could tell another sports fan, you know, like, the best day trip you could take from here for bang for the buck, what is it? You could maybe do a Yankee game. Let's do a one-night overnight trip instead of day trip because, you know, driving 4 hours to Penn State, watching a game, 4 hours coming back, that's a heavy lift. But a one-day day trip, you get a lot of bang for the buck, and you don't have to get on a plane, which, if you want to, that's great too. But Yankee Stadium, you can go. I've done that before. Drive in, go to Yankee game, drive home. Drive into New York for whatever it might be. A Jets game. Went to a Jets game not too long ago. And it's just kind of nice to have all these options. I know, you know, we've got, of course, the Bills and the Sabres, but if you're someone that wants to check off a lot of boxes, I've done most of the baseball stadiums in the Northeast because, well, in some cases, it's been about checking off a couple boxes, like doing both Chicago's, Cincinnati, and Detroit on one trip, you know, kind of swinging through the Northeast, and did a 4-5-6-day trip to do something like that. Penn State, Michigan State, Michigan. There's a lot of really good opportunities to go see whatever, top-level sports. If you want to talk about, maybe it was Oakmont for the U.S. Open, maybe it's Oak Hill for a previous PGA Championship, or Bethpage Black for the Ryder Cup. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on around here, and I kind of appreciated that they were, I wanted to thank them for wanting to go to Syracuse, and Fran Brown's doing a great job with the program, I should say. But Penn State, like, to me, Penn State is pretty darn good. 100,000 people, beautiful scenery, the drive's not bad at all, and affordable, accessible. You know, the kind of thing where you can just get there. I always tell people to go to the Derby. Maybe that's a two-day trip. That's a big, long drive. Drive to Cincinnati, then the next day go, and then the next day drive home. But there's lots of stuff, you know? And for Bill's road trips, that's the other thing I get asked a lot. Like, are you getting road trips this year? And a friend asked me that yesterday. What Bill's road trip you taking? And I don't have anything scheduled yet. My last Bill's road trip remains London. And that's a long time ago. The last time I saw the Bills on the road, I think it's London, when EJ plays. It's kind of embarrassing how long ago that is. Which game are you all planning on going to? Do you have your accommodations already booked? Like, as you look at the Bills' road schedule, there's a lot made about the final year at Highmark. And the final year at Highmark is going to be celebrated. This is not the final year of the Bills traveling, but there are a couple spots they go to that they have not been in a while. And if you're someone that makes these pilgrimages to New York or New England, or maybe you do the Miami trip every year, maybe you've been to Nashville, like, what would you advise a Bills fan to do for your Bills road trip? You should go to, I'll tell you what, I went here, and this is where you should go. I tell Joe all the time. He's been to a couple different places, and I tell him that the Miami trip is something that every Bills fan should do. Like, it should be a bucket list item. You should knock it out at some point. You're looking at this year's schedule, next year's. You know Miami's going to be on the schedule, so maybe you fade it just because you think, well, I'd like to get to Nashville first. I'd like to see a game in Vegas. I don't know what you might think. Last time the Bills went to Vegas, it was COVID, so you couldn't really get there. You couldn't get into the stadium to watch them. But what's the best Bills road trip of the year? You got the division games, Atlanta. They've never been to a game in Atlanta. I feel like a lot of Bills fans have the tie-in to Atlanta because, well, that was going to host the AFC Championship game, neutral site game, if they beat Cincinnati. But they didn't, so that never happened. The Bills' date with Atlanta was postponed. Carolina, feels like Bills Mafia is going to absolutely siege the city, overtake Carolina for that game. They don't play in Kansas City this year. If you've been to Kansas City, I often hear very positive reviews about the experience there. Houston, I don't have a lot of reviews of Houston. They've been there a couple times. They went last year. They went in the playoffs. Pittsburgh, easy one, accessible. Cleveland, another takeover this year, week 16, just a takeover because it'll be late in the season. So it's not the sexiest Bills road schedule, but you know, you've got some accessible ones. A lot of very limited travel, a lot of familiar faces, and the two exotic, if I could use those, that haven't happened a lot, it's Atlanta and it's Carolina. Those are two stadiums that Josh Allen has not yet played in for the Bills. He's got three in total. Those are two of them. The other one's San Francisco because the game got moved. So as you travel your road trips, if you are a Bills road trip aficionado, what's the best trip? 803-0550. Where have you been that had the best atmosphere? Where have you been that was the best trip? Bang for the buck. And maybe would you have a spot you think is overrated? Give me a call, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 if you got a thought on that. Bills road schedule. So much can be made about the home schedule. And we had a caller last week or earlier this week. The days, you know, they blend together for me. Talking about the home schedule, which games would be the most highly sought after. And one thing we might get out of this year's home schedule that's different is the late season, let's say that Jets game. That Jets game, there might not be anything on the line. It's week 18, right? Could they have already locked up, hopefully, the one seed? Could they have locked that up? And we're thinking, all right, now it's just the last game. Rest your starters. Maybe that game is packed because for a lot of people that will be, I'm not making the playoff game. This is my last chance to see Highmark. So the atmosphere at Highmark this year should be great. Closing out the stadium, a farewell tour, and a season that, fully expects to have more games at Highmark once the regular season ends. And I heard yesterday Mike Schaub had a guest on, Alex Gold from Kansas City, about the Chase, the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, all that. And he's of the belief that the Bills indeed have the inside track for the one seed, which I think a lot of people might think that as well. I think the Bills are the most likely one seed based on strength of division, based on their own home road split. And here's Alex Gold in Kansas City talking about the Rashee Rice suspension, whatever that comes down. That's going to ding them for a little bit. So does that add one loss to them early? Meaning instead of the Bills chasing the Chiefs, it's the Chiefs chasing the Bills. The game at Highmark last year between the Chiefs and the Bills was about keeping the one seed race alive. What if it's week 9 and it's Sunday afternoon and we're looking at the Bills there taking up 2-game lead on Kent? Win and you're up 2 with a tiebreaker. It would feel like a 3-game lead. You know, this chase for the one seed, it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. And the schedule is early on, light-ish. Baltimore early on, big one. Then a lot of games, people are going to expect them to just kind of like knock down the next few opponents until they get to Kansas City. Until they, step forward trying to get that one seed. And that would be something else. That would be something else. That would be a new level of pressure, I think. Because Detroit had that last year. Detroit has the year where they're on the rise. up and coming. They get the one seed and they lose their first game. And that disappointment probably hits a lot differently. I'm watching the quarterback series on Netflix, and the parts about Jared Goff, man, the parallels between Goff and Detroit and Allen and the Bills, listen, they're not perfect mirror images of each other, but there are some parallels. A guy that, you know, for the Bills, for Allen, plenty of people did not like him in the draft process. You know, he had that one scouting report called him a parody of a prospect. And, you know, Allen caught some flack like a lot of guys do in the draft, but it stuck with Allen, and the Bills get him, and he's amazing. And, of course, you know, the overrated stuff. And here's Goff in Detroit. He's cast off by his organization, the Rams. Then he beats them in the playoffs. And in Detroit, they just, I'm learning this, they just chant Jared Goff at events. And how he's embraced by that city. And that's an organization kind of like the Bills that wandered the desert for a long time. And now they feel like they're a competitor. Their coach came in, changed the culture. And they're, you know, they're new kids on the block. Not anymore. They're good. They're consistently good. They got the one seed and they lost. And if that happens to the Bills, it kind of circles all the way back to that ridiculous Nick Saban point, which, Josh, hopefully you can find it for me. If you can't find it, not your fault. I asked the person to send me a link to when it was said. But, you know, I almost want to ask, what happens if they don't win it? What happens if the Bills do not win the Super Bowl? That's a conversation that we'll probably get to throughout the year. Anyway, 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550. A little sampler platter of stuff if you want to jump in here on WGR. Jeremy and Joe. Joe out today, back on Monday, as training camp is, well, 5 days away. We're 5 days away from the start of training camp, and TJ Sanders is in, and I'm thinking road trips. I'm thinking about trying to find one of these road trips to actually try to pull off. The Carolina one seems like a good one. The Atlanta one seems like a good one. The division's always there, but I'm getting the itch. I'm getting the itch to get out for a Bills road trip. I've had it for a couple of years. The arrival of, you know, young kids, a little more challenging, but London. I also have bad luck. Maybe I shouldn't do it. I've seen the Bills win on the road exactly one time, and that was when they were 4-12. They beat the Dolphins. It was a great day, I guess. They kept the Dolphins out of the playoffs. They were 4-12. But Miami is great. Miami is, you know, you've got two different kinds of road trips. You've got the one where you are surrounded by Bills Mafia and it feels like you are an invading army taking over a stadium. And then you might have the one, I don't have this experience, this seems more like the Kansas City trip, where you are one of very few that gets in. There's no takeover. It's you, small band, against the world, against all of Arrowhead. Road trips. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. At the Open Championship, it is Harris English that is at the top of the leaderboard. -5 through his third hole today. Justin Thomas out there. Love the... whatever, it's a major championship. It's important golf. I did rank it fourth. Recently,
Rory just hit a tee shot into like the smallest bunker I've ever seen. Like, of all the things he could have hit it into, it went into that bunker.
I got to learn how to play out of the sand soon. It's on my to-do list. They're pretty good. These pros like it. You get them in a bunker as long as they're not, you know, dead up against the lip or the wall of one of these pot bunkers, they're fine. They can play out of bunkers all day.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
NFL drama settled. Lots of it. Lots of the contract stuff. Maybe the PA stuff is new. We'll get to Brian Koziel on the other side. A wrap of round one of the Open Championship. And then also round two. Chris Trapasso joins me at 8 o'clock. Plenty to get to on this. It's not quite a football Friday. It could be a football Friday. I have a stat of the day for you on Mike Williams, who has announced his retirement. That is a blow-your-doors-off stat of the day material. So that's coming up. We'll have some fun along the way. Jump in, 803-0550. Any question you want, you throw it our way. Any comment you've got, throw it our way. Maybe the whole, what happens if they don't win it? McDermott, Bean, what happens if they don't win it? Because a lot of people think they've got a real good shot this year, myself included. Jeremy and Joe, no Joe today. You can join, 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 on WGR. Get to Brian Koziel here, host of Tee to Green, in a moment for the Open Championship. The weather today, you walk outside, if you are going to be outside early on, it might even be quarter-zip weather. 57 degrees right now on the way to being 78 later today, but 57 right now. So, you know, a little chill in the air, the oppressive, humid, I mean, air you can wear we've had for a while. Gone for a bit as we get into some cooler temperatures. Also, was yesterday yet another it's supposed to rain and it didn't? I feel, maybe it's just my house.
It rained yesterday.
And not in my house.
It rained.
Where?
By me. I'm right down by you.
It rained at your house? It did not rain at my house.
It did not.
We live a mile apart. It did not rain at my house.
That's crazy. You're in a pocket.
I guess so.
You've got a bubble.
We're on the 12 straight days of, yeah, maybe some rain today, and I'll clean up and cover stuff in the backyard, and no rain. It rained yesterday, all right? It's news to me.
Yeah, I feel like it poured yesterday on me at my house. I was definitely out, maybe further from home, and it rained, for sure.
And I went to the driving range. I was outside with the kids. Yeah, I don't know. No rain. Not for us. I've got a special pocket, like you said. No rain pocket. Brian Koziel, host of Tee to Green, here on the Western Hotline as we look into round two of the Open Championship. Brian, good morning. Round one was what? Anything? Take anything away from it? It was not exactly the Oakmont challenge. It feels like these guys are going to be able to go low, and already today seeing some lower scores and some not so big surprises to see Scheffler in it and see DeChambeau out of it.
No, I think we talked about that yesterday, that Scheffler was coming in. We, you know, he hasn't had an outstanding track record in this event, but I thought he would be right there, and he put himself in great position going into the first day, just one off the lead. So he's in a prime spot to, you know, give himself a chance to win another major. And I didn't expect DeChambeau to really be a strong contender. Just because of how he plays, and he hasn't been able to adjust to kind of what you have to do at the Open, which is hit all sorts of different types of shots. I feel like he's very regimented in terms of how he wants to play, and it was a mess yesterday. But, I mean, overall, I thought there were a lot of big names that kind of rose up there. I mean, Scheffler was one off the lead. McIlroy's under par. Anybody that's under par has a great chance to win here. I mean, the leader going into the day was 4 under, and we now have a couple of players that are, or actually just one player, Brian Harman, who's a former champion of this event, at 5 under. So I think if you're under par right now, you totally have a case to win it. And obviously, most of these players either have their entire round or most of their round to go here. So I like the conditions. I like the way the course looked on TV. I think yesterday you got a little bit of what you like about the Open. All of a sudden, the announcer's like, oh, we're expecting maybe a shower to come. And then all of a sudden, it's like sideways rain for a half hour, and the umbrellas are out. And, I like having a little bit of that at the Open, because I feel like that always plays a factor into it. And the conditions change, too. The greens got slower because of the rain. The wind can adjust what you're going to have to do with your shot. So it had a whole bunch of little elements of all in one day of what I feel like I like watching about this championship.
Right now at Royal Portrush, the sun is shining. I can see shadows of players, so... You know, the Open sometimes gets a reputation for always being cloudy and rainy, but right now it looks downright pleasant. And Justin Rose is in a T-shirt. So these players right now getting the benefit of better conditions. Forecast for the week, Ryan? Brian, is it more rain? Is it supposed to be, you know, your typical British Open for the most part?
I think it's supposed to have, like, a chance each day. From when I saw it yesterday, it was, like, 55% each day. And I think that's probably... what we're going to see is what we saw a little bit of yesterday. Yeah, tomorrow 60%, Sunday 65%, and temps in the mid-60s. So I'm sure we're going to get, you know, it'll rain a little, then it'll be sunny, then it'll be cloudy, then it'll be windy. I think we'll get a little mixed bag of everything, which is okay. But nothing looks – there's nothing on the forecast that says, like, it's going to be a disaster or something that's going to stop play or anything. So I like it. Right now we are getting a lot of sun as I'm watching the coverage. So
I want to say, like,
that's good.
It's a very small point for the big golf fans. This might be the sunniest moment in Open Championship history that I'm watching right now. Really, here's Rory chipping and shadows everywhere and bright golden sunshine. So a nice development. Brian Koziel joining us on the Western Hotline, host of Tee to Green, and as we chat about the Open Championship here, the final major of the season. You know, Brian, the LIV crowd, I mean, no DeChambeau and, what, Rahm in the mix, I guess. As you look at the leaderboard, I see a few more no-names than I do see, you know, the rival tour.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. We go back and forth about, is LIV making these guys worse is not the right statement. Is LIV preparing them for these big time events?
Is it dulling their blade?
How about that? I like the way you phrase that. Yeah, I think that's good. These guys have to come in and play in tough conditions for 4 straight days. And yesterday's rounds, by the way, the McIlroy's group yesterday with Justin Thomas and Tommy Fleetwood, their round was nearly 6 hours. It was like 5 hours and 50 some minutes. So, I mean, it is a grind out there. And, you know, LIV is not set up for that. It's set up to be more of what they signed up for, which is maybe a little bit more easier. The shotgun start, you know, everybody is kind of playing at the same pace, and it's a little quicker, and it's only 3 rounds instead of 4. It's not to say that John Rahm can't overcome that, or Bryson DeChambeau can't overcome that, but we've seen a lot of players just in general here since LIV started, kind of, as you say, their blade is getting dulled. I mean, when's the last time Dustin Johnson has been relevant?
Yeah.
He was a player that was supposed to be great. When Cam Smith left, I mean,
he was up and coming. He was amazing.
He was, yeah, we were thinking like, oh my goodness, this is a top three player in the world. And not only he hasn't even done anything on LIV necessarily, and even these majors that he is in, he hasn't been a factor in any of them. So, I don't want to just jump and say, well, if you play LIV, you can't play well in the majors. But I feel like there's a lot of evidence now that the majority, and again, we can probably throw DeChambeau out and maybe a little lately with Rahm out, but overall, they don't step up in these events, no, even given the opportunity.
Brian Koziel on the Western Hotline. Brian, tell us what's going on with the Duster Challenge. I know that's coming up. It's something you guys at Tee to Green are a big part of, and it's a very important event locally.
Yeah, thanks. We actually have it tonight. It's our event is tonight, and it's sold out for another year, so we're happy. We have 108 putters going tonight at Glen Oak. I was actually over there yesterday with Jeff Midas. I actually think right before you had a lesson with him, mm-hmm. We designed an 18-hole course with the superintendent over there, Matt Bush, and the one of the pros, Anthony Shiro, and we make an 18-hole putting course, and we get 108 golfers tonight, and we raise money for PGA Hope, which gives military veterans an opportunity to kind of adjust themselves back to coming back to being a normal citizen, and we do it through golf experiences, or also if they have any sort of disability that they need some sort of different equipment or help in order to aid to get them to enjoy golf again, that's where some of the funds also go to provide it. But we go from 108 golfers down to the top 16. We make a quote cut, and then we do mini nine-hole match plays, 1 versus 16, 2 versus 15, and so on. All the way to eventually a champion at the end of the night that we claim is Western New York's best putter. So we have lights at the end of the night, music going. Peter Gourmet is going to provide dinner for everybody, and it's going to be a great night, and the weather looks perfect. So we're excited for that tonight. I know Bulldog and Owen are participating tonight. They're our WGR celebrities for this year, so we're happy to have them putting tonight. So, Owen, I hope you're ready to go. It's going to be fun.
Very good, Brian. Thanks very much. And Tee to Green tomorrow is...
Tee to Green tomorrow, we're at the at Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston. The final round of the Porter Cup's going on. If people want to go watch golf today, they can do so. Tee times start at 7:30 and run all the way through, I want to say, early afternoon. The men and the women are up there. Mostly top-level college players are playing in this event right now. But that's happening. This is the 66th edition for the men and the 12th edition for the women, and they're playing simultaneously. So if you go up there, you would see them all up on the course. But a lot of top players, players from Duke University, Notre Dame. I know Anthony DeLisanti, the New York State men's champion, amateur champion, is up there. He's playing as well from Valparaiso. So players from all over the country. And the course played super hard yesterday. There's only four players under par in the entire event. Yesterday was a tough day to golf, if anybody did, because of the wind. And that's what's happening. So today's round three, and we'll be up there tomorrow before round four. 2 hours, 7 and 9. We'll have some on the Porter Cup, and obviously a lot on the Open Championship as well.
Very good. Thanks, Brian.
Okay, guys. Have a great weekend.
Brian Koziel, he'll be on Tee to Green tomorrow, as you just heard. And the Duster Challenge tonight at Glen Oak. Bulldog, Owen, you guys are going to be out there. You're a team here, a two-man team. Now how this works with the Duster Challenge?
I think it's a solo situation where it's kind of I'm playing against him. I think I'm trying to beat the old man.
Who goes first? Who gives the old teach? Who gives the line?
I'll help him out if he needs it.
18-hole putting courses set up on giant practice greens are a ton of fun. They had one of those when I went out to play Pebble Beach however many years ago. It was there's a little 9-hole course called The Hay. It's a Tiger Woods designed 9-hole course with the longest holes, like 105 yards. Some are 40 yards. It's a very casual but beautifully kept course. And they had an 18-hole putting course. Really fun. A lot of, you know, it's a really good putting green. It's got enough, you know, undulations to give you an 18-hole course. So to everybody out there for today for the Duster Challenge, great cause and, you know, great to mention. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Mike Williams retires. When we return, I've got the stat of the day on him. Stat of the day on Mike Williams. Among other things, Chris Trapasso joins me at 8 o'clock as we dig into some Bills training camp preview stuff. First practice on the way. Wednesday. TJ Sanders signed, and he'll be there on time. So all camp drama pushed aside. 803-0550 to join here on WGR.
That's the stat of the day.
Stat of the day is about Mike Williams, who just retired. Which Mike Williams? There have been a couple of Mike Williams in the NFL. This is the one drafted by the Chargers, 7th overall in the 2017 draft. His career's already over. Says, that's it. So, the stat on Mike Williams. The stat is, and this came from Dave Clawson, who tweeted this out. Mike Williams, in his 2021 season, just 2021, Mike Williams had 6 game-tying or go-ahead touchdown catches in the fourth quarter or overtime, the most in a single season in NFL history. So in 2021, 6 game-tying or go-ahead touchdown catches in the fourth quarter or overtime, the most in a single season in NFL history. So he was a big moment kind of guy, at least that year he was. 2 guys that jump out at me. 3. Torrey Holt, Marvin Harrison Sr., and Hines Ward. None of them had 6 in their career. And here's Mike Williams did it, 6 in one season. His career was, what? He was always hurt, back injuries. Feels like a 7th overall pick. Retiring now, age 30. He's getting out while he can. 2 1,000-yard seasons. He only had 1 season of more than 100 targets. And he just never really got off the ground. If you had him in fantasy, you probably played him all the time and came away disappointed, hoping they'd throw to him more. He was a great jump ball guy. He was a great contested catch guy. But it's over. He went to the Jets last year. Remember, he was called out by Aaron Rodgers against the Bills, right? And it's over. So Mike Williams, out. Retired.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How many Mike Williams have there been? There's that one. There's the Bills one. There's the other Mike Williams that went to Syracuse. And then there's another one somewhere in there. This is the one that went to Clemson.
This is like that census website. You ever look up like your name?
I've not done that.
Really?
No.
Oh, you can look up your name and see how many people have your name.
How many people have responded to the census that have your own name?
Yeah.
How many do you have?
I haven't looked in a while. I'll take a look right now.
Have committed to memory?
No.
Which one of the three of us would have the most people sharing the exact same name?
Ooh.
Well, we already know you have two, kind of.
Who's the second one?
Jeremy Allen White?
Well, yeah. So one other one.
Oh, well, right. Yeah, there's two of
two
you.
Two total.
There's two of us.
That's a good question.
Which of the three of us has the most people with the same name? I'm going to say it's going to be Josh.
Josh Schmidt is probably pretty. Although,
but
spelling.
See, I spell my last name differently. Everyone puts two T's on the Schmidt. I put one.
Feels right. Like that's cheating. You're right. Hey, it's allowed.
It's not my fault.
It's allowed.
I've also seen it with a D before the T.
Yep. Allowed. Yeah, that happens a lot too.
Pull up the numbers. What do you got?
I might be an underrated, like Parker's pretty
That's right.
common, and Owen at the time I was born was also, I think, pretty
popular name.
So I might be up there.
Just do this at the U.S. Census?
No, I'm struggling to find the website now. I don't know what happened to it.
Did you dream this?
No, okay. I vividly remember doing this.
It's all a vision.
Yeah. You ever have that where you have something you think, wait, was that real or did I dream it? Was that in an unconscious state? All right, well, you keep working on that.
we'll get info.
Yeah. Bill signed second round pick TJ Sanders as expected. That whole thing, fine, good to go. The only thing about camp that I think is a question going in, that isn't the usual, you know, how do the rookies look? Is there really any James Cook question at all? If he participates, his answers back at minicamp, you could find some wiggle room in there.
Yeah, like, but cracked a window, but it's not.
Yeah,
not like I'm scared about that.
You could find some. The thing I wonder about Cook, and maybe we'll get into this next segment. What's the best case scenario from this day forward? The best case scenario for James Cook and the Bills is what? What do you want to happen there? Because he's the one going to the contract year. The Bills could really benefit from that if he balls out, which he did last year too. What's that best case scenario for Cook? 803-0550, our phone number, and 1-888-550-2550. Think about that for a minute. Give me a ring on the other side. Wide open. Chris Trapasso joins us at 8 o'clock. He'll be in studio here from 8 to 10, but next segment, wide open. So lay it out. You can write the script. What happens for James Cook? What's the best case scenario? Don't give me like he wins the Super Bowl. For him, though, usage, statistics, contract signed today, you write the script. I'll tell you what mine is. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 here on WGR.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.